Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's so much going on. I have been talking to business owners, a lot of them, and opening my phone lines. I didn't get to some of you in the last hour, and I apologize. I want to open the phone lines again. If you own a business, tell us you're open. If you're serving a restaurant, have a restaurant, tell us what's on the menu. Most folks are delivering curbside or dropping it off on somebody's front porch. As long as you're by the rules or by the book, we'd love to hear from you. 866-391-1020. It's a bad, bad place for businesses. I wanted to grab Congressman Connor Lamb, who's been kind enough to join us. Congressman, how are you, sir?
Good morning, Marty. How are you?
Well, you get this better than anyone. My people tell me that you have been just working so hard at this because so many of your constituents are affected. One example, Congressman, Dennis calls in, and now they've been allowed to do emergency surgeries, which, thank goodness, because I know anyone that's been in pain in that way, it's insanely painful. But they can't get these masks, N95 mask, Connor. This is a very, very difficult situation in terms of the masks, is it not, sir?
It is, and it is the equivalent of sending troops into the battle without ammunition, without basic gear, without even the right, rifle. I mean, that is what we're doing right now. As a country, we are asking people to fight on the front lines without the things that they need to be successful, and it's inexcusable, it's wrong, and it has to be fixed right away.
I've been told that you've had success to some degree in finding these masks. What have you had to do, sir?
Basically, just call around and beg and ask every high school, every trade union, every construction firm that we can think of to search through their stockpiles. And we've found some N95 masks. We found some face shields. We've found some of these Tyvek suits.
Yeah.
But it's a drop in the bucket to what we will need. I mean, the government estimate right now, just to put it into context, the government estimate right now is that we will need around $3.5 billion of these N95 masks before this virus is through.
Wow.
Which translated down to Pittsburgh puts our number in the millions for Western Pennsylvania, the millions. So we can search high and low in the existing supplies. We can ask construction firms to give up their masks. And we'll probably find masks in the thousands by doing that. That's probably what we have found so far when we need to be in the millions. So we're way off, and only the government can step in and fill this void. The same way that we don't, when we go to war, we don't ask around for people to pull bullets out of their closets.
Nice.
We make them.
Nice.
And that's what this is equivalent to.
Congressman Lamb, when do you see supply catching up with demand, sir, if ever?
Well, the question is going to be whether we do it in time for the first wave of this crisis. So I have no doubt that there are many good people in the government working right now trying to build masks and buy them at a high level. And you hear in the administration's daily briefings that they're delivering some around the country.
Right.
We have a stockpile. So the question is, when this thing hits Pittsburgh a month from now in its biggest form, are we going to have enough then? We'll probably have enough by June or July, but are we going to have enough in April? And I don't honestly know the answer to that question. The most I can tell you right now is that a lot of good people are working on it, and we're not going to give up, but we are not in the position that we should be in.
Connor Lamb joining us, and I appreciate it, sir. So if you look at the numbers, Pittsburghers that are the sickest of the sick that are getting tested are testing positive at a rate of about 8%. That's actually a good number, and UPMC has seen the numbers drop. However, I heard you just say that we're going to get hit in a month. Are those contradictory terms, sir, or do you believe that we're just sitting here and we're going to get the wave soon?
Yeah, we're going to get the wave soon in one form or another. The question is just going to be, is the wave large enough to wash over us and push us under? The testing numbers right now, I think everyone just has to keep in perspective that they still are not, it's not a very large group of people that has been tested. Even though people are doing the best they can and they're testing more and more people every day, it's still a pretty small number. And so the percent testing positive kind of only tells you so much. When you look at other places, even as that positive number has gone down, the hospitalization number has been large enough that it overcomes their healthcare system. So even if only 1% of people were testing positive, if that 1% has enough people to require hospital beds, and it's more hospital beds than we have, we've got a problem.
No, you're right.
And that's the math that we're looking at, that even at a small positive testing rate, it may be more than our hospital beds and ventilators can take care of.
Congressman Connor Land joining us. Connor, I know you know this because you're out there and you talk to regular folks. All of my friends in business, honestly, say they'd rather face the virus than this economic pandemic. I'm guessing you don't want to say that, but I'm guessing to a degree, sir, because you probably hear from them, you can probably relate where they're at, right?
Absolutely. I mean, this has the potential to be as bad as anything we have faced in the last century. As a country, economically and politically. But everything that I can see, I'm trying to talk to experts every day and understand everything that people are going through. Everything that I can see still says that we will only come back as an economy if we fix the health side of this.
Sure.
And that means actually fix it, but also convince people that we have fixed it and give them the confidence. If you think about how we're all a little bit shy right now about going out and going to the stores even that are open, right? Because you're afraid, what's on the surface? You know, who has this grocer talked to before me, and are they going to give me the virus? That little bit of fear and doubt in all of us is going to keep the economy slow until we conquer that by showing people that we have what it takes to get ahead of this disease.
Connor Lamb, finally, sir, folks want to know, when are they getting the check? Show me the money. I think that's the relevant question today. When will they see a check, sir? Can you guess even? I'm told 3 weeks, sir.
The $1,200 stimulus checks plus the $500 for children, they're saying 3 weeks. I think the IRS is pretty well designed to do this. That 3 weeks may be a little optimistic given the fact that, that the government's been slow on a lot of other parts of this. Yep. But they're going to put them first in line. And, you know, thankfully a lot of people now, they are signed up for electronic transfer when they get their tax refunds every year. And so that part of it should roll pretty quickly. People who don't file income tax returns, they might be able to get it through Social Security, or they may need to file an income tax return this year just for this purpose. So the answer is really it may hit different people at different times depending on what their status is.
Connor Lamb, it's a pleasure. You're always welcome here, sir. It's important information. I appreciate you.
Thank you very much for having me, Marty. Best of luck to everyone. And just letting you know that today I think we're going to pass another big bipartisan bill. And I know, Marty, you always do a nice job of focusing on the areas of agreement between Republicans and Democrats. And so I'm going to be happy to join people like my friend Guy Reschenthaler down here in supporting this bill. And hopefully we can keep that bipartisan spirit alive.
I love to hear it, man. You live it. And so does Guy. Thank you.
Thanks, Marty.
They really do. They work together well.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.